श्री राधाकृष्ण आविर्भाव तिथि की जय। राधा रानी की जय। साक्षात राधा रानी की जय। साक्षात श्याम सुंदर की जय। गोपाल श्याम सुंदर राधा रानी की जय। राधा रानी by the mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga and all the benevolent Vaishnavas, by the undeserved blessings of Srimati Radharani and Yogamaya Devi, we've been allowed somehow to approach the banks of Radhakund. Radhakund is Radharani. Our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he came to Vrindavan, he cried, and he cried, and he cried. Where did he cry? When he came to Radhakund. Because when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati saw Radhakund, he was not seeing water, not seeing, oh, look at the turtles. Mommy, look at the turtles, he's so big. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was seeing Radharani. Sakshat, direct. Vrishabhano Nandini. Ashtashakhi Shiromani. He practically fainted. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is a Manjari, he's a Palyadasi of Radharani. Palya. He's a tenderly protected, loving maidservant of Srimati Radharani. Palya, like Gopal. Palyadasi. Oh, my Radharani. So he wouldn't put his feet there. He would offer dandavats, and he would offer so many prayers to glorify Radharani. As you see in the Bhagavatam, when the devotees, they get darshan of Vishnu or Krishna, then they offer so many stutis and stotrams. Hey Bhagavan. Yen ye vrvindakshavi muktamaninas twayashtabhava avashuddha buddhiya avruya krishena param param padam padantya do nadrija nadrita yishmad angriya samashrita ye parapalava plavam mahat padam punyaya shomarari. Lord Brahma, when he had darshan of Krishna, he offered Brahma stuti. 10th canto, chapter 14. He's folded his hands. Oh Bhagavan, oh Govinda, oh Krishna, Narayan. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari, Hey Nata Narayana Vasudeva. So many beautiful prayers, outpourings of the heart, expressions of divine love, appreciation, gratitude, and amazement. Adbhuta Darshan, such amazement. They were overwhelmed. They were trembling, they were crying, their hair was standing on end. But somehow they managed to speak and utter these great prayers. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he came to Radhakund, he was vismita. He was brahm. He was bewildered, overwhelmed with love to see his Swamini Radha. Swamini Sri Radha. Radharani ki jai. So many prayers came out from his heart. He loved Radharani, he loves Radharani, and he loved Radharani so much that he could never contain his ecstasy when he got close to Radharani. Now we bathe in Radhakund and we're worried about where our clothes are on the bank. What monkey will steal them? Or when we're worried about where our hair goes or where the water goes in our nose or ears. But somehow, you know, we're here and we're allowed to honor Srimati Radharani by bathing in her. This is the amazing aspect of this particular day, that Radharani manifested herself in a form which everyone can enter into. Very interesting. So in this form of Radhakund, she's allowing everyone, even conditioned souls, to enter inside of her. This is generally a privilege that's reserved for one person. It's Krishna, divine conjugal union. And Shyamasundara is so kind, he's allowing everyone to enter into him. Because if, which is a fact, that what we call water is Radharani, and what we call water is Shyamasundara, then we're entering that water, it means we're entering Shyamasundara. We're entering Radharani. Is it right? This is simple logic. So why is that? How can we be allowed such a great fortune? It's inconceivable. It's undeserved. And it's not available to very many people. There are 6 billion people on this planet. Jivas in human forms. And every year, a handful are selected and are allowed to come and enter Radharani and enter Krishna. At the time when they had divine Milan. Generally, this type of activity happens at night. The union of man and woman, lover and beloved, Priyaji and Priyatam. So there it happened at 12 o'clock at night. Shyam entered Radharani. Divine union. It's called Sangam. The Sangam. The meeting place. See, it's a place that we say meeting. It's a place, we say Sangha. Sangha in its highest definition means conjugal union. Sangha. Sa-anga. My anga with your anga. Our anga, our bodies. So that happened at 12 o'clock midnight on this very tithi of Ashtami, Kartik Krishna Ashtami, Bahulashtami. So how many people will bathe here? It's hard to say. People say lakhs and this and that. And over the so many, many hours that people bathe, and maybe, I don't know, I can't really say, I'm not very good at counting numbers. 10,000, 20,000. I mean, realistically speaking. Not all that many. So the percentage or the opportunity is very rare out of the totality of humans on this planet. So Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, he says, listen, you want to go to the kingdom of love. You want to play with the Lord of play. You want to meet the divine lady that represents the embodiment of love. If you want to live with her and to live with him, then take my hand and come with me. I'll take you there. I know the way. I can show you the way. So he came here, and then he decided to stay and do bhajan. And he was doing bhajan and meditation on the banks of Shyamakund, and he was bathing every day on Shyamakund and Radhakund, 3 times a day. And he said, you can follow this example. Pray intently. And understand that someday by this bathing in Radhakund, because he's the Prayojana Acharya, so he's teaching by his example how to attain prema, pure love of God. So he expressed so much appreciation the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. He expressed so much love and gratitude and appreciation for the Vaishnavas. He could not forget them. Even though he was absent from them for so many years, and many of them had ascended to the spiritual world, he was remembering each and every one of them every single day. Not a day would pass when he wouldn't remember his well-wishers, his associates, and his benefactors from the spiritual world. So to express his gratitude and appreciation and remembrance, every day he would offer dandavats. He would lie in the dust of Radhakund and remember, "Ah, Sarup Damodar Goswami ki jai." Enough for dandavats. And remember him and pray to him. Then he would think, "Oh, Narahari Sakar ki jai." Enough for dandavats. Shivananda Sain ki jai. Enough for dandavats. Always absorbed in remembrance of these divine personalities. Then secondly, he was always singing songs to glorify Radharani and Krishna. And thirdly, he was always chanting japa. And fourthly, he was always meditating on their pastimes. So he said, this is the way to the kingdom of love. So that's bathing in Radhakund means to come to the realization that Radhakund is Radharani, Shyamakund is Shyamasundar, Sakshat. And then when one comes to Radhakund, he will bathe there, not to realize this, but he will bathe there in his Siddhadeha. He will bathe in Radhakund in his Siddhadeha, spiritual, divine form, as a Sakhi Mandri, if it's that form. And he will be actually doing service. He won't be bathing, per se, or taking a bath. He will be serving there. Or rather, she will be serving there. Radharani, because at that time, the sadhaka will see, yes, Radhakund is Radharani, and Radharani's here, and I'm in my sarup here. And Krishna's here, and I'm here in my sarup. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was saying, yes, of course, Radhakund is Radharani, and Krishna Kund. Sometimes they say Sri Kund and Krishna Kund. Sri Krishna Kund. Sri Kund is Radhakund, and Shyamakund is Krishna Kund. But he was saying, yes, Radhakund is Radharani. Radharani ki jai. And Shyamakund is Krishna. And who am I? I know who Radhakund is, and I know who Shyamakund is, but who am I? I'm Rati Manjari. I'm Tulsi Manjari, and I have service here, so I'm entering Radharani to serve Radharani, and I'm entering Krishna to serve Krishna. What does it mean to enter Radharani or to enter Krishna? It means to enter their circle of love, to enter their bhav, to enter their service in a suitable seva-oriented body to love them and serve them according to the flow and movements of their hearts and the desires of their minds to enjoy in so many various ways. So this is the final realization of living on the banks of Radhakund, as Rupa Goswami explains. Living on the banks of Radhakund in one's Siddhadeha and rendering service to the Astakali Leela of Radha and Krishna. I was thinking, here we have the Madhyan Leela, and there we have the Nisha Leela, or Rachi Leela, which both happen in the same place, although the paintings aren't all so perfect. But on this very day, Radha and Krishna, on the banks of this Radhakund, they had Ras Leela, as they do in Vamshivat in Vrindavan, and also in Punchari and Chandra Sarovar, and the Vasant Ras in Govardhan. So that picture is depicting, on the, that wall is depicting Rasleela. And then, after Radhakund and Shyamakund manifested, then every day afterwards they would come and have Madhyan Leela in the afternoon over here. So 10:48 at night until 3:36 in the morning, they would be on that wall. No, they would be in that, in Rasleela. And then in the morning, from 10:48 in the morning until 3:36 in the afternoon, they would be over there. Not on the banks dancing, but in the water splashing. And playing hide and seek and dive under the water and so many games that Krishna and Radharani would play in their Sambhog Milan, their divine pleasure sports in Radhakund. And there we see in that painting, the gopis are pulverizing Krishna with repeated volleys of water, which he cannot tolerate, although he's proudly sticking out his chest. Oh yeah, psh, take that. So this is being told in the Sankalpa Kalpa Juma, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. An extremely intimate exchange, no doubt, but it's real. So these are the type of divine pastimes that take place in the day and the night at Radhakund. It's amazing when you think about it. There are some days when Radha and Krishna spend 12 hours a day at Radhakund. Six hours in the afternoon and 6 hours at night. Such an intimate place. And that kind of, when they have Ras, they have Rasleela in other places, and they have Rasleela here, and they splash water in other places, and they splash water here. They have Ban Bihar in other places, and they have Ban Bihar here. And they have Bog and Julin and so many Leelas in other places in Brej, and they have the same here. But here it's very special. This is like this is the Radharani Club. They have different clubs, like the Playboy Club or something like that. So this is the Radharani Club. So entrance to come here, you have to be in Radha's, in Radharani's, one of her Sanganis. You have to be one of her friends and one of her servants. You can't be antagonistic or even the slightest. You can't even be neutral. You can't even be a tatastasaki or a suritsaki. Tatastasaki means here and there. Like on the border, sometimes leaning towards Chandravali's side or sometimes Radharani's side. Or Saritsaki means that, like Shyamalasaki, she's Sarit. She's friendly towards Radharani and supportive and helps, but sometimes, you know, she has many friends. So that, but here, when at Radhakund, it's an exclusive club membership. This is only millionaires are allowed in this club. When you get to the front door, they say, hey, listen, what's your income? And who are you? Oh, I'm, you know, nobody, Mr. Nobody. I have a rickshaw company. I have 10 people working for me, pulling rickshaws. Acha, what's your income? I make 12,000 rupees a month. I'm sorry, you can't be in a millionaire club. So they have these type of clubs, exclusive clubs. And for example, they have a society in England, it's called a Mansa Society or something, which is the Greek word for mind. And if you want to be in that society, you have to have a minimum IQ, intelligence quota or whatever it is, a minimum IQ of 140. So, and there's ways, of course, of testing that. And so here in Radharani, this is not only are the most intelligent sakis allowed here, but the most dedicated and uniquely attached sakis that have only Radharani in their mind, heart, and everything. And there's that Hindi song we know, you must have heard, Radharani Aage, Radharani Piche, Radharani Aage, Dina Baya, Upar Niche, Bar Ender, this, that, everywhere. Everywhere is my Radharani. So, this is that place, the Radharani place. Where do you live? I live at that Radharani place. Acha, what's that Radharani place? Radhakund. What is that? I never heard Radhakund. When I was traveling in South India in 1986 and 87, people say, where are you from? And there wasn't much popularity of Vrindavan in those days. And I said, Vrindavan. They said, where? What's that? Where's that? I said, you've heard of Mathura? The Janamstan? Oh, yeah, Janambhumi, Mathura. It's near there. That's Krishna's Leela Bhumi. No one heard of Vrindavan or Vrindavan or whatever you want to say. They didn't hear about it. Had no slightest idea. And so now people have some vague idea about Vrindavan. But when you say you're from Radhakund, they say, what? Radhakund? Yeah, it's a little place, you know. Small village. And there's, you know, that's where Radharani's Prem Sarup is. She's there in her full form, and it's a secret that only a few people know. If you want to see Radharani, you can see her in one place in this material universe. You want to see Krishna, you can see him in one place in this material universe. You can not only see Radharani and see Krishna, but you can enter inside of Radharani. You can enter inside Krishna. And you can bathe your mind, heart, and soul in Radharani's love. And you can bathe your mind, heart, and soul in Krishna's love. When you dunk inside and come outside, you'll be a changed person. You'll be a new body. You won't even know it's happening, but you will get a new body. Like the worm crawls up the tree and makes a nest, and he goes inside there and sleeps. When he wakes up, he flies out of there as a butterfly or a moth. So we'll go inside the Radhakund, and we'll go bathe in Radhakund, we'll bathe, and one time we'll come out and give up our caterpillar body, and your caterpillar body will be left behind, and you'll have a gopi deha, gopi sarup. Divine, celestial body, sparkling and effulgent and bouncy and energetic and attractive and sweet and charming and delicate and gentle and emanating all kinds of beautiful feelings of love and attraction. Radhesha. The objective is to somehow touch the divine form of Radharani as Radhakund. And pray for her mercy. Her water will enter not just our skin holes, but her water and her divine mercy and her love will enter deeply into our heart and wash our hearts and wash our minds. Now, some people say that Radhakund is salty, but other people say that Radharani is sweet, 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 sweet. That the waters of Radhakund are so sweet and so tasty. But unfortunately, because we are very salty beings, because our whole constitution of our body is 75% salt water. Do you know that? Thank you. It's anybody knows. 75% of this human body is salt water. So, Atmanam Manyate Jagat. So when we taste Radhakund, oh, it's salty. That's because we're conditioned souls. And we're full of salty desires. Peppery desires and salty desires. There's not much sweetness in our minds and hearts. Salt burns. Sugar expands. Sugar expands the surface of your tongue. If you put sugar on your tongue, it expands it. And salt contracts it. So the advanced devotees, when they taste the water of Radhakund, it's premamrit, it's nectar, it's sweet. Because they can actually taste the heart of Radharani. The Brijvasis, when they see Radhakund, they say, I there's Radharani. And they say, they meet you and say, did you have darshan of Radharani? The Kundavasis, the Kundavasis from Radhakund. And now I know the answer. I know what to say. At least I can say it in a rehearsed way. I can say, yes, I had darshan of Radharani. Acha, very good. And then the Kundavasi will say, did you do Radharani Parikrama today? Yes, I did Radharani Parikrama. Acha. They don't care anything about this other kund. There's another kund over here also. And they don't care anything about this Parikrama, this other kund. They don't talk about it. They never heard about it. You heard something? There's some other kund? No. I only know. So they say, I live at Radhakund. This is the village of Radhakund. And the post office is Radhakund. And on the map it says Radhakund. And the road signs say Radhakund. And this body of water is Radharani. And when I walk around this body of water, I do Radharani Parikrama. How about you? So this is the mind and the Raghunuga Bhav, the Raghunuga attitude of the Bhav Vichar of the Brijvasis. It cannot be imitated. It cannot be understood. It cannot be entered. It can be worshipped. We worship the Brijvasis. We honor them, respect them, worship them, serve them, and pray that in someday, in some future eon, let's say, crores of lives, we may take a sacred birth in this land of Radharani, Prem Dham Vrindavan, Sri Dham Vrindavan, Radhe Dham. This is such a unique place. Vrindavan is Radharani's place, Vrindavaneshri. So the king may have a vast kingdom. This is the empire of King Charles, or the empire of Jai Singh's empire goes from Ajmer to here and there. But then he has his palace. And then he has his private bedroom in the palace. It's all part of the kingdom. It's all part of his control and part of his pleasure. So Radharani has the vast kingdom of Brajadam. Vrindavaneshri Radharani ki jai. But then she has a palace at Barsana. Barsana Wali Radharani ki jai. But then she has her private pleasure abode. That is Radhakund ki jai. So this is Radhakund. This is a very special, intimate part of the kingdom. This is where the queen, let's rather say queendom. This is where the queen enjoys to the max. Maximum enjoyment, maximum pleasure, maximum love, maximum intimacy, maximum sweetness. This is the speciality of Sri Radhakund. Sri Radhakund ki jai, Radharani ki jai.